Hey, thanks for starting your week with a Marlins Rewind. Look back at the podcast app and marlins.com/podcast this afternoon. The weekend review will go through the three wins in Philly and recap the weekend set against New York. That series against the Mets finished up yesterday in the afternoon. And for your rewind of the rubber match, our friend Mr. Glenn Geffner.
Well, we said coming in a big series with big implications for both the Marlins and the Mets. After splitting the first two games, it came down to a Sunday afternoon at Marlins Park to see who would win this series. And the Mets, on the strength of a strong pitching performance by Steven Matz, Hansel Robles, Addison Reed, and Jury Familia, come out on top. They beat the Marlins 3-0 to take the series 2 games out of 3. It's funny how this game, matching the struggling Steven Matz and the recently promoted Jose Urania, wound up being the pitcher's duel we thought last night's game would be when Jacob DeGrom faced Jose Fernandez. The teams combined for 26 hits in the Saturday game. Marlins won it 7-2 behind Jose. But today, Matz, who hadn't won a game since May 25th, and Urania, who had struggled early in the year out of the bullpen for the Marlins. He'd been okay at AAA and came up and pitched well against the Phillies in his first start of the year on the last road trip. The two of them able to keep the opposition in check for the most part here this afternoon. This game was scoreless into the third when the Mets finally broke through after Mike Conforto led off with a single. He went to second on a Rene Rivera ground ball. He went to third on a Steven Matz ground ball, and he was 90 feet away with two outs. When it was back to the top of the order for Jose Reyes. 2-1 to Reyes on the left side. And he shoots it out toward the gap in left center field. That'll get down and give New York the lead. Going to roll to the wall just to the left of the out-of-town scoreboard. Reyes thinking about a triple. And he will be in there safely with that first dive. Jose Reyes, a two-out run-scoring triple. And the Mets take a 1-0 lead in the top of the third. Only hit in the game for Reyes. He went 1-for-5, but it was a big one. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Steven Matz made that 1-0 lead stand up. He allowed a hit and a walk in the first inning. He allowed a two-out hit in the second. He walked a man in the third. He hit a man in the fourth. Allowed a couple of back-to-back two-out singles in the fifth. And then he set down the side, finally, 1-2-3 for the first time in the sixth inning, all the while maintaining that 1-0 lead. Matz, six innings, a four-hit shutout ball with two walks and six strikeouts. On the other side, Jose Urania allowed just that one run in the third. He went six, a run on four hits, didn't walk anybody, struck out four. Urania done after 86 pitches, 51 strikes over six very strong innings. Mike Dunn came on in the seventh inning, trying to keep it a 1-0 game. He got the first two men, Johnson and Cabrera, before he walked pinch hitter Juan Lagares. That was it for Dunn. David Phelps came on to face Rene Rivera, got him on a fly ball to center, and it stayed a 1-0 game. Marlins went down 1-2-3, two strikeouts against Hansel Robles in the bottom of the seventh. But then in the top of the eighth, trying to keep it a 1-0 game, Kyle Bearclaw got into some big-time trouble. He struck out the first man to the plate, Alejandro Deaza, but the ball shot by the catcher, Real Muto, a wild pitch, and that enabled Deaza to reach base safely. Jose Reyes took a called third strike for the first out, but then a walk to Curtis Granderson had runners at first and second for the Mets with one out in the eighth for Yoenis Cespedes. Here's the 1-1 to Cespedes. Looped out toward right center field. This is trouble. Ozuna won't reach it. It's down for a hit. They will wave Deaza. Ozuna's throw is cut off by Dietrich. And it's 2-0 Mets, a huge add-on run here against Bearclaw in the eighth. Cespedes delivers, Granderson to third, again with still one out, men at the corners for James Loney. The 1-1 pitch, Loney rips one to right, it's 3-0 Mets as Loney delivers again. Cespedes digging for third, he'll make it without a throw. And it was 3-0 Mets at that point, 3-0 is how it would end. Bearclaw in two-thirds of an inning allows two runs on two hits and two walks, struck out a couple, threw a wild pitch. Dustin McGowan got out of the eighth inning, pitched a scoreless ninth, setting down the side 1-2-3 with a couple of Ks. But Addison Reed pitched a no-run eighth inning for the Mets, and Jury Familia came on, pitched a perfect ninth. Mets win the ball game 3-0. They take the series 2-1. For New York, three runs, six hits, no errors, seven men left. for Miami. No runs, five hits, no errors. Marlins strand eight. Steven Matz, the winning pitcher, 8-6. His first victory since May 25th in Washington. He was 7-1 at that point with a 2.36 ERA. In his next nine starts, 0-5, a 4.73 ERA. But Matz today, six innings, a four-hit shutout ball for the win. Jose Urania, the very tough luck loser, he falls to 1-2. Jerry Smolla, his 35th save. He's converted 51 in a row now going back to last season. That is tied for the third longest streak in Major League history. Time of the game, 2 hours, 50 minutes. Crowd of 25,004 goes home disappointed. Mets with the winner, 52-45. They wrap up their road trip at 5-4. 26-25 away from home overall. As for the Marlins, they fall to 53-45 on the season. They're still a half game up on the Mets. Miami 25-21 here at Marlins Park. For the Marlins, the end of a stretch in which they had run three consecutive series. They lose this one to the Mets, 2-1. Marlins had a chance to go 10 games over for the first time this year today as well, but they miss out on that opportunity. 3-0 Mets, the final.
Take that series, put it aside, get ready for a new one. The Philadelphia Phillies come to town. Last week at Citizens Bank Park, Marlins took 3 of 4 game against those fighting Phils. Today's Fish Family bonus code, meanwhile, is fighting fish. F's, not PH's, but F's in both circumstances. Learn more and tell your friends about the Marlins fan loyalty program at marlins.com/fishfamily. 7:10 tonight, 7:10 tomorrow, 12:10 first pitch Wednesday afternoon. Let's focus on this evening for right now. We'll see our old friend Jarrett Cozart at 7:10. Our broadcast kicks off at 6:40 with Kyle Seeloff's Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico. Then the Hall of Fame voice of the Marlins, Dave Van Horn and Geff, take the microphone at 7:10 for the live play-by-play. Hear every word of it at MLB.com. Download the MLB at Bat app. Tune your radio to 940 Wins and listen on the Marlins Radio Network.